Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. This is from Isabel.
Hi guys, I'm considering applying to law school in the United States. However, I'm not very knowledgeable about salary, job opportunities, or employment rates in the legal field. Could you please discuss the average salary for first-year lawyers in big law as well as in smaller firms? Thank you. And that's coming from Isabel. I really wanted to point out, and Ben, I'm going to share my screen here so that you can look at this part. This is from NALP, National Association of Legal Placement. And apparently they have this page here that shows all the salary distribution curves yearly for the class of, the most recent one that's reported is the class of 2022. How much money did they make during their first year of legal practice? And this displays the bimodal distribution of salaries for new lawyers.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
It's an extreme bimodal distribution.
And what we see here is the mean salary for new lawyers is $116,000. And that sounds great. And if you're somebody like Isabel, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to change my life by coming to the United States and getting one of these jobs. The average law grad in 2022 made $116,000. That's a fact.
Which only 2% of law grads actually make.
Right, because you're not looking at the entire shape of the curve. And when you look at the entire shape of the curve, like we're doing now, you see that law salaries are divided into two very distinct clumps. There's this bigger, lower, what looks like an actual normal distribution of salaries.
Yeah.
Where people make anywhere from $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. There's a seems to be a peak here right around, what is that, Ben? $67,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a peak here where around 8% of all grads, plus, remember, there's a bunch of people under this curve, is what I'm saying. There's a bunch of people right here. Half of the law grads are in this part of the distribution.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're making on average something like $67,000. That's public interest people. That's prosecutors in their first year. That's public defenders in their first year. That's small firm, independent lawyers. That's all normal lawyers. Then we see this big desert.
Yeah, before we go on, let me just add a little bit of color here. And that is that bell curve, which has a ton of people under it, it's more normal, right? So it's not like everyone's around $70,000, like you said. It's this curve.
No, it's a curve, yeah.
And it goes from, I would say, about, what do you think, 45,000?
Yeah.
To around 100,000. So there's a bunch of people who fall into this range of 45,000 to 100,000, maybe 95,000. Yep. So keep those numbers in mind. That's what you're likely to get. You're likely to get somewhere between 45 and 90, which also by itself is a huge difference. Getting paid 90 versus 45.
Big difference. You're making, $45,000 or two times $45,000.
Yeah.
All within this one part of the curve over here.
Okay.
Then what we see as we scroll to the right on this curve, we see, eventually we get up to this mean salary of $116,000, where it looks like 1% of all people who graduated in 2022 actually made $116,000.
Yeah.
There were vastly more people who were making more like $65,000. That's 8%. And then there were another 8% who were making $69,000. And then there were another 7% who were making whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of people under the curve over here. Then there's almost nobody between 110,000 and all the way up to 205, it looks like. And we see a small spike, looks like at about 205. And then we see a huge spike at like $215,000.
I still think that small spike is notable. It's like, because it's actually kind of big compared to everything else before it, except for the previous, you know, big bell curve. It sounds like there's these big top firms and they all are in lockstep at 215,000 maybe.
210, 215.
Yeah. And then there's these other firms that are like, we're not going to go that high, but we're right behind them. And we're also in lockstep at 205.
Could be a big firm in a smaller market, could be a slightly smaller firm, but in a big market, you know, who knows what those 205 job, there's really no difference also, right? Between 215 and 205.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, okay, you're already making three or four times as much as most of these lawyers over here.
Yep.
So lest you think that this is an anomaly, we can go back and look at the curve for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the big firms were a little bit more differentiated in 2021. There was a spike around 190,000 and then another one at like 205 and then another one at 215. Looks like some of these firms have moved over between 21 and 2022, right?
Yeah.
But there's still the same super stark bimodal distribution of salaries. And in all this time, law schools have never stopped talking about the average salaries for lawyers. It's like an easy shortcut. It's, you know, whether they're intentionally being disingenuous or not, we don't know, but they are very happy to say, oh, the average salary for lawyers is $100,000 or the average salary for lawyers is $109,000. They love that statistic because it makes law school look really good. No law school has ever put this into their documents, right? Like they're not putting this in their glossy brochures to say, well, actually, you want to know how much money you're going to make when you come here? Well, there's going to be the haves and the have nots. There's the people who go into big law, they make a lot of money. There's the people who do everything else who don't.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the same, by the way, in 2020. This was the same in 2019.
It's just crazy how sharp the curve is because it's all the same number. It's 190,000 or 200,000 for that top.
It's gone up over time, right? I mean, like looking back to, let's see how far this goes back. It goes back all the way to 2012. So fairly nice data set here. We have 12 years worth of data here. So going all the way back to 2012, we see that it looks like big law lawyers were all concentrated. They were all making $160,000 back then.
Yeah.
But there was still this curve. Law schools were out there saying, hey, the average salary for lawyers is $81,000.
It's a mythical number.
No one makes $81,000.
No one makes that. Yeah.
Back then, most lawyers were making $45,000.
Yeah.
Most normal lawyers. Now, the most common number, by the way, the mode, is actually 160.
Yeah.
But that's because there are a lot of big law lawyers.
Yeah. That's only because they're in lockstep with each other.
Right.
If there was a distribution at the top here, as there is at the bottom, it would be a lot smaller hill.
It would be a much smaller hill. It's just, but that's how it is, right? Like if you want to know how much money you're going to make as a lawyer, the average is completely worthless. It's just not something. So whenever you hear a law school, or if you go to like some law fair or whatever, and you hear somebody talking about the average salary for lawyers, they love to trot this out when they start talking about law school financing. It's like, oh, well, you know, don't worry about borrowing a couple $100,000 because the average lawyer makes $100,000 a year. You need to immediately be thinking, well, okay, that's totally meaningless because you're either going to make twice that if you go to a big firm, or you're going to make half that.
Yeah.
If you go into normal legal practice.
I wonder if we can do this by school and add it to the estimator so that we have something that basically says what the bottom range is and the percentage of that bottom range. So here it might be 50% of graduates. And then we have this top number, and the percentage, which might be 16% of graduates. And then that's going to vary from school to school. But then you can say, okay, I have a 16% chance at this school of getting $210,000. And then I have a 60% chance of getting somewhere between 40 and 100. And those numbers are going to change from school to school, yeah. Obviously.
And it's so much more about like what the applicant actually wants.
Yeah.
Because if you actually want Big Law, then you can take steps to hopefully make that happen for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't want Big Law, then you really need to only be looking at the salaries that are happening down here in the curve.
Yeah.
Because this is the only place where you're going to be if you don't go into Big Law right out of school.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's clearly the people who make money out of law school are the ones who go into Big Law, and everybody else just has a very normal job, including lots of people. Ben, don't we see people all the time who have successful careers who want to quit their career so that they can like advance themselves by going into law school?
Yeah. And if you're quitting an $80,000 a year job, there's a decent chance you're going to go down.
Very frequently, these people are making more than that. They're making $100,000. They're making $120,000. You know, they've been out in the workforce for a while. They've been successful. They're making six figures now. They've got a good job. And they might be already making more than they might be making the average salary for a lawyer right now.
Yeah.
If you're making $116,000. Just remember, no actual lawyer makes $116,000, or very few of them do.
A meaningless
number. They
either
make way more than that or they make less than that.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for writing in, Isabel. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.